singing a song. I don't know what this song
I just saw it on Instagram, and Janelle Monae, where she got her titties out.
Why everybody keep talking about her now? Because she don't dress like a butler anymore?
Right. That's exactly the reason why. Ooh. Actually. But she,
you said she had a child?
No.
Who you said earlier had a child? And you was like, the child don't have no hair.
Girl, that was talking about your
No, it was somebody else.
Oh, let me show you. Let me show you. I'm going to show you.
I was talking about little hair kids. And Kim had,
I thought you said gonna put Janelle me on blast. Like, no, Victoria Monet.
Okay. You somebody with Monet.
Her child ain't got no hair. Where this baby
like, dog, Janelle Monet baby ain't got no hair. And that's been in my head this whole
that's
time.
That's her baby. I wonder if she got her tag. She got her
who
own.
Is she though?
She, you ain't never, first of all, you're asleep. Met him about 2 months ago.
Oh, she's a singer.
Yeah, she be writing all the, I ain't gonna say all, but she be writing Ariana Grande songs. She be working with Ariana Grande a lot.
Like I know Ariana Grande songs.
Girl, don't do that. don't do ponytail. But she ain't got no hair. And she never had no hair. Like, she got some hair, but she ain't got no hair.
At least she ain't no super ball baby. But I seen that look work for little kids. The no hair at all.
I've seen that. I would be upset.
Use your hair. Rub your baby head every day.
I would be upset. Like, damn, my baby ain't got no hair. Because, you know, the girls be wanting to put their baby in some little ponytails and whatnot.
I would finger wave my baby hair down. If my hair was that short. Just finger wave all the time. They're like, damn, that baby.
Oh, she's so cute, though. Let me not talk about this baby. This, I mean, he said this girl looked like you. He thought that was you.
Oh, my God. You know?
She do kind of look like you for a second.
All that hair, yeah. That nose.
Then she started laughing, and I was like, that's not my friend, but that's okay. I was like, okay, I do kind of look like
I
money.
Saw it in that nose.
And then for you to send me that video earlier of the back of that girl head, I really thought that was you.
I see it now a little bit on that, too. But you know,
like, wow.
I'm ready for it to be me. I ain't got my head on, y'all. I'm looking real down bad.
When it came in, you've been wearing that fam. You had out. I ain't even mad at you, though. I don't judge.
I just about to have a ring around it in a second.
It's cute, too. It's big. I feel like all bucket hats made small.
Listen, I bought an embroidery machine, and it's giving me the, bitch, you can do this now?
I was going to say, did you do this?
I'm going to learn. This is cute. Trust me, I'll learn. I'll be a homecoming with a boot.
Give me one. Homecoming with a boot. It's just fit my head good.
It does fit every, I think it's like a
it's big. My bucket hat.
And with the wig on. So
right, exactly. You know, that add like a whole extra head.
Because
really.
With just this, you know, my head braided out with a cap on it. I'm so glad y'all
can't see. Bald.
Hey, hey, hey. You see this kid? I can just turn it all kind of ways.
My friend been wearing it out, and I'm not mad. I don't judge.
I feel so damn bad.
Y'all, you know, our last season, it ended in October. Do you know when it started? Mm-mm. Bitch, last June. It's been almost a year since we started a season of the podcast.
Shame on us.
Right. Very.
And so much life has happened in between that time.
And I also feel like the time that we take in between each season be getting longer.
Lazy hoes. That's what that is.
It's been 6 months. It's been longer than that.
We could at least do a Kid Fury Crystal situation.
Like
how
what?
They, don't they be in two different sides of the earth?
How are we going to do that, though?
How they do it?
I don't know. They got equipment, bitch. We even got mics.
Remember that girl asked? We said we was going to get mics forever, but you came, you had this, so it like, in a minute.
Remember that girl asked us, or asked you what kind of mics we use, and you was like,
girl, who do you think we are?
Y'all, we was being supposed to get mics, and we just be freeballing.
We can at least get the little, like, oh, you seen the girls on TikTok and YouTube.
Oh, with the little lapel mic.
Sometimes they just hold it. It does sound a lot better.
I don't like when they hold it, though. That look very good on.
Some people have made that a thing, like on their videos. Hi, guys. Welcome to my back. And it's like, why do you have to hold this little microphone?
Put the fucking mic on your damn.
Flip it on.
Right. Please be serious.
But it sounds so much better.
Like, I want to be able to hold my shit. Like, you know.
So when we start recording ourselves and recording our podcast, we'll have our mics in front of us.
I'd be lying. I'm never going to do that.
Right, y'all.
Never. I will upload our audio to YouTube because that's actually a really good idea. I can't get on camera, y'all. I'm so sorry.
But we said like one episode like a month or something, right?
Okay, so that's what? Two episodes a season? We'll do 10. And that means we gotta get cute. We gotta
two episodes, Kim. Give me two fucking episodes. Stop playing. We gotta get the people something now because we've been gone so long.
We don't gotta get them shit. We run. Nah. So we don't have to do nothing we don't wanna do.
Hey, be good. This Kim out. She been running here since. When we moved in
2018.
Here. Look, when we moved in. It's in 2018.
I don't swear she got space in my closet, y'all. She don't.
Kim will not let me put my winter clothes in her closet.
Because where am I going to put my winter clothes? First of all, you got a house. You got how many closets at your house?
In the awful.
Oh, Jesus.
Help me.
Oh, we.
Purge. Purging our lives.
You've been purging for 6 years.
Hey, bitch. Relax. Hey, hey, hey.
Purge.
Nobody knew.
That means you got a lot. If you got a purge like this, that means you got a lot of shit.
That means I got a really purge. That means I've been play purging.
I like that play purging. You need to get somebody in there.
You don't want nobody me in there. Nobody want to touch my shit. You don't want me in there. Y'all gonna be trying to just
throwing everything away. Because you don't even know you got stuff in there, Monique.
It's like Christmas.
I don't throw it away. You didn't even know you had it.
It's literally like Christmas. When I was going through my crafting space, I'm so excited to get back home and even finish.
Christmas with your own shit, y'all.
It's Christmas. I will never forget that TikTok that was like, hey, you, don't buy nothing else. You have thousands, probably millions.
That's for you. That's for
in
you.
Your home you or things that you can make of to make you that money.
Yes.
And you don't
y'all
get to
it. See her studio. Not all the studio.
But we're getting it together now.
In the studio.
Now, I have a studio and I have a salon suite, right?
Oh, my gosh, you do.
So, I called myself saying, yeah, I got to fix up my studio. So, I was like, oh, you're talking about the salon suite? I'm like, no, my studio. Like,
got to clarify. My crafting studio.
My crafting studio. Make it was sure an office.
Correct the girls.
We went from office
the
to
office.
Studio.
You literally moved your office downstairs.
I did.
Wow.
Which I thought I didn't want to do that because I didn't want my computer
right
by my bed.
Right.
My
but now you like it because you be getting right off that computer and laying down.
Just like when I had the day bed in the office.
Oh,
I
used to lay down so much. That shit looks so comfortable.
It was everything.
I know it was. I don't know what it was about that day bed. It looked so comfy. So we're back. After that freaking long ass,
that was
about
an intro.
6.5 minutes of rambling.
I tell y'all, Kim just yelled at me while I was on the
did because I listen y'all. So
I know niggas is traffic.
But she had 30 minutes. She got off at 4:30. She didn't have to go pick up Camille. So what's your excuse, though? Because ever since we've been gone, I've started to calendar block, and I'm calendar block on a strict. With a capital T.
And my calendar is not strict at all.
She didn't even accept the freaking invite. I mean, I did change it. She accepted the first one, but I did have to change it. Listen.
I have low-key gotten used to Google Calendar now, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You be using that?
Because that's what me and Kitty use for our stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And now that my acuity schedule is all on everything. It's linked, and I'm just like, wow, this is great.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, but can Apple and Google merge? Can
because I got my Google Calendar on my Apple Calendar.
I
don't use Google Calendar. I use Apple to put, and when I put stuff on my Apple Calendar underneath my Google, it goes and moves over to my Google Calendar.
Very nice. Be on something.
Very nice, very nice. We love the calendars. That shit really changed my life.
When I just see it, I'm like, wow, I really have shit to do. Like,
yeah, you do. When you're looking at the calendar, it really lets you know, like, okay, this is what I'm doing here. And it seems so simple. Like, it seems so obvious. So
I need to put orders on there, too.
Like,
when people order shit for me?
Like, what you gonna do, the time that you block to make the order?
Well, I guess based on the, no. Like, the order time versus the pickup time. Like, the 7-day turnaround.
Okay,
kind of be like, hey.
Yeah.
Such pickup order. Yeah. Or, I don't know, something.
You need something, sister.
So I know, hey, bitch.
How do you come for, like, do people just...
Can please.
I'm gonna expose.
We're gonna expose my regular lifestyle. I got somebody who ordered a teacher's appreciation gift that's still on my porch to this day.
I was going to say, but that's another thing. People be ordering stuff and then not coming to pick it up.
Correct.
I don't get that.
If I did not get paid beforehand, I'll be pissed. But the fact that you already paid me, I've done my part. I told you where it was, when it was.
I was
going to
say, ain't no skin off your dick. Cause
it would collect dust fall.
Right. You don't care.
Birds can lay a nest in that.
I would be mad though. My materials went to waste. So I guess you got paid more, but this was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be a gift. Pick up his stuff.
Right. Like, what's wrong with y'all? Listen, you know me about my money.
I had somebody just not able. I was like, yeah, you can pick up on. You want to pick up on Saturday morning? Is that good for you? They was like, oh, I won't be back until June 1st. Well, damn. Like,
these people really be trying it. And I'm just like,
I am not a stranger.
Do y'all care about y'all stuff or not? So, how much stuff you got on your porch right now?
Oh, just that one bag.
Okay.
But when I go through the rest of my studio, it's stuff in there that needs to be.
That still needs to be picked
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Christmas. Remember, I did Christmas. I did those cutting boards. It's still cutting boards.
Do people? Do you think people forget?
Definitely for sure. I don't know. At the time, they don't be forgetting, but it's like over time. They're like, "Oh, I'm gonna come tomorrow. I forgot." And I'll get that a couple of times, okay. And then that'll turn into nothing. If I go home and send a picture, because look, Victor Crispin, I'm calling you about. He ordered somebody for somebody else. It was a gift. Nice, very nice. If I send him a picture of it, he's gonna be like, "Oh my god,
I forgot. I bet."
I fucking did.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? Pick up your stuff.
I do want to come get it though. It was nice.
Yeah. See, not making nice stuff for people, they don't even come get it. So, like, what happens to it? Do you keep it? Do you toss it?
That's the toss up. right there.
Because if it's personalized, you can't really give it to nobody else. Yeah. What if you sold it twice? Like, you sold it for the person.
Anybody know a little girl named Torn? Like, you know.
Anybody know a teacher that wants this?
Anybody know a teacher? Last name William.
Wow.
Mr. Williams. Like, you know. Wow. No, I'm just playing. I got a kid named at the bottom of the
school. Oh, like, Jesus Christ. So I don't know who it came from. So I'm like, speaking of teachers, I want Abbott to come back on. Bring back Abbott.
I didn't know it was off.
What? It runs like a school year, so it starts back in like September or so, ends in May.
Tell them stop playing. Just run that shit all year long. They could do a summer like time episode series.
They and you know what? That'd be funny because like Modern Family used to run like that too. And I remember a lot of their first episodes of the season would be like, "What happened over the summer? What did we do over the summer? Bitch, how about you run over the summer?"
For thanks. Real? It's me thinking Abby's still going, and I'm just behind on the episode.
Man, hell no, that shit.
Bitch, you listened to the last episode of the read.
When
the one that came out yesterday.
Yesterday?
Something came out. Kim. I'm not crazy.
Because I was looking at it like last week and I was like, oh, nothing came out. Because
I was just listening to it while I was working on
it. Wow, one day ago. See, I did not see that.
I went crazy. But my AirPod died like towards the end of it. But keep hearing something so funny. Damn. Before I just had to pause just now.
I thought you were talking about the very special one where he talked about his
something so funny.
Him trying to unalive himself.
Jeez. Did we start saying unalive because we couldn't say suicide or lie?
Yeah, I think it was a little, no, I don't think we couldn't. I just think it was a little harsh if people decided to say something.
Because what they'll say SA when they talk about sexually assaulted.
Right.
So I was like, everybody.
I thought people just being lazy, though.
That as well.
Unalive.
Now, is YT, is that still YouTube or is that white people?
That's white.
For real?
Yeah. Okay. For a long time. Definitely thought it was YouTube.
I was on the fence. Because at first it was like short for YouTube.
I legit thought it was YouTube.
It was like, and yeah, now you see, YT people. I'm like, YouTube this, people?
Gyat? The GYAT? First of all, I'm not a ticker talker. So,
but what I supposed to mean?
Girl, you ate that. I said, y'all bitches are dumb. Because what does this mean? That's how I know I'm getting old. Because I don't know what none of this shit means.
I was asking you something earlier and I was like, Kim, I don't know what this stuff means no more. Like, I don't get it.
I'm old boots. Like, oh, what?
I'm trying to keep up. I can't do the TikTok dances no more. Like, I can't. I love TikTok, though.
That's going to live and die by TikTok. I think that's where it come from. I'm pretty sure that's where it come from. Everything comes from TikTok these days.
Y'all know what's funny? They locked me and Kim both in separate rooms, told us we had to be here for a whole week and just be on one app. Kim's going to choose Twitter, and I am 100% going to choose TikTok.
And by the end of that, I will be unalived because Twitter is hell. As much as I love it, it's hell. You're going to be fucking jolly.
I'm ready to take on the world.
Right. Because your ass doesn't go TikTok knowledge. For a week.
I think I might have to stop because I'm on overload mentally.
You looked at your screen time lately?
Not your business.
I want to know what the TikTok
it used to be bad. I don't feel like it's that bad no more. Where's the screen time?
Maybe because you got a lot of shit to do now.
Yeah, like my hand, like when I'm obviously working and stuff, I don't really have
it. You can't scroll TikTok when you're breathing hell.
Ooh, it's real sad, actually. Daily average of 7 hours, 12 minutes.
Good grief. What?
It used to be like 10, 12.
Let me see that thing.
I swear.
Okay, well, that's better than
so
it used to be.
So it definitely went down.
Damn.
My shit used to be real high.
Well, yeah, see, 44% down from last week, so shit.
Oh, wait, go back. How far back can you go?
Wow, Facebook is actually the highest on here.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking at Facebook for a minute. That's where most of my clients coming from.
Oh, okay.
At this point.
And TikTok is right after that. Then you Instagram. Know.
Kim, would it let you go back to like February?
I don't think so.
Damn. I would love to see the difference.
It's I feel just, like it week should. By week, it should.
That's the whole point. Like,
right. I need to be able to see my. Can you download this data? I wonder.
I know.
Lots of charts and graphs. I don't know.
Yeah, check out screen time. Tell me how much. Damn, this shit say last week was.
Was that you who said. When we was watching that TikTok of that lady who was doing the bog bags and she was doing the ball pit thing? And somebody was like, I wish I had this much time on my hands. And the person was like, check your screen time. You might. Like, yeah. This bitch, shut up. Like, what are you, what?
But y'all love TikTok. That shit had me on.
Don't piss me off.
It overstimulates the hell out of me.
That's the problem.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm going to try this. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to go here. Oh, I'm going to plan for this. I'm going to write this down. Let me take a screenshot of this.
And then you don't have no time to do none of that stuff. When is the execution?
It's like, am I lying to myself? Or
when is the
just,
execution?
I'm just
when
overzealous.
When is the time? All. Don't know. Never heard of her. You just
even like okay, so Tuesdays and Thursdays are now they're not even my off days. I can't even say that.
I truly don't
have any.
No, you don't.
Tuesdays and Thursdays are 10 and Friday. It's supposed to be like my more Millie Cole day.
Were you working on orders?
And now Thursday is kind of sort of my podcast day with Kim.
Right.
And then when I leave here, I'm gonna go back and work on orders. But like,
so what? Remind me again. What are your hair days?
Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. It's 4 days out of the week.
So Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Three straight days. Yeah. And Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Woo! My girl working, y'all. Okay, so that's Sunday, Tuesday, Monday, kicking Thursday, Friday is when you do everything else.
Yeah. And of course, Saturday and Sunday is still kitty booth. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's what I was getting to next. Who the hell ordered a kitty booth on Thursday?
Shit, who event was that?
Was it fun?
It was at the, what's that restaurant that got Ruth Chris? It was there.
Oh, the hotel?
Yeah, it was a scholarship situation. So they was all dressed up. It was like judges and lawyers of that.
I forget what that. The Doubletree?
Doubletree. It's a Doubletree because they have the cookies.
Okay.
Bitch. The last time me and Katie was at Doubletree doing an event, we called ourselves in the order of Ruth Chris. Humbled our asses. Did. Being a motherfucker queer. I was like, y'all need to grab his mind. You want to try one?
Wait, why y'all stop? Because of the money?
Kim, please. I mean, Kitty was not going for it. We ended up getting Longhorn. Which is lucky. Longhorn is delicious.
It is.
But.
Listen, I ain't going to sleep on a Longhorn. I ain't going to never talk bad about Longhorn.
Ever.
They're delicious.
It was so good. And we got the same shit we would get. I'm sorry, plus more.
Yeah, for less money. I'm sure.
Than that Ruth Chris. And we was like, yeah.
Sure.
Damn.
Yeah. It'd be like that. Ruth Chris wants your money.
They do.
That's like special occasion. That's probably like when we was at Calfer that one time, we see people in there with just like regular ass clothes on. It's like, wow, you just come here on regular Saturday night.
We should go there for like a happy hour though, or something.
You was like, let's just go and order sides.
Fuck it. Might be my husband in here. While I'm sitting eating my mattress.
Right. Sit at the bar in your mattress.
Like, were you hungry?
You drunk bitch.
I've been spotted. Damn. Is that really telling? It's the, you ever heard of Sprinkle Sprinkle Lady? Uh-uh. Was it her that said it? Somebody said it. Maybe it was her or somebody else. It was like when you go out, you order champagne. Like as a lady, you know, order champagne because okay. That's what's going to turn heads because people going to hear the bottle pop and they're going to hear, they're going to see the champagne flu and they go just, it's a certain different vibe versus you know, order, I guess, what, a margarita or
wine or something?
I guess. That was the reason
behind it. That's the cheat code. Let me find out.
So I guess that was supposed to be the motherfucker's going to notice you because you ordered the champagne.
Okay, but what happens if you go pop your champagne bottle and nobody even looks in your direction?
But I thought they were saying like the people was gonna pour it, so they was gonna hit the like the waitress.
Yeah, that's champagne. What I'm saying. But what happens if that happens and nobody looks in your direction?
Yeah, I'm just paying for champagne for no reason.
I mean, you're still getting drunk, thank God. But it's a lot of bubbles. I don't know.
Interesting.
I'd rather just order my Moscato and go on
a margarita, please.
Or a margarita's even better. You know, I love me some tequila. Tequila really took over the game.
It did. I fuck with tequila.
It's so good. It took Hennessy's spot real bad.
Yeah, because I was on dark liquor for like most of 2020, 2021.
Was. Drinking Crown Apple like it was water.
I remember Ducey had a bitches in the chokehold for a minute.
What was that Jay-Z line? Niggas. One of a little bit of both.
Remy still got niggas in the chokehold, though. Niggas really love Remy. I'm like, this is disgusting shit.
Let's be honest, it all tastes the same when you're fucked up.
Well, we were drinking Crown that time. We was all in that Crown Peach.
Yes, oh my God, with the Snapple. Mm-hmm. Ooh, wee. No, don't you start that shit. Look at you in a reminisce. Oh, what a different time.
That was in 2020.
Literally.
It is not. You know what's funny about life? Life keeps fucking going.
Yeah, it just keeps. We just keep living.
As sad as that might seem sometimes, and as happy as. It's like, wow. Somebody is so happy that time is going, and somebody is so sad that time is just going. It's like, wow, we all are right here in this weird little bubble.
And it don't matter what you want. It just keeps going.
It's
going
to keep going. And my 2020 self would not look at my 2023 self and be like, wow, look at you, bitch. You I don't think my so? 2020 self was, like, ready for this or saw this coming. I don't think.
Like, just how busy and all the flourishing you're doing?
Oh, cool? I was talking about, like, personal nigga-wise.
Oh, girl, please! It's always about niggas with niggas.
I was always going to be enterprising.
It's always about the men.
But, you know, look how I flop my head out. This is why we need to be on camera. People are missing the gems. What the fuck was that? Oh. I was going to say.
You are so extra. No, this is for me and me only. I don't want to share.
I was finna say, there what? Was a period of time where I was not talking to nobody. Not like friend-wise, but nigga-wise.
True. And wait, when was that?
And I still technically don't, like, on a, like, deep yeah, level. Yeah, that's true. But it's freaking December to February.
Oh, I guess so. I'd be so happy when Monique not talking to nobody. I'm sorry. I know that nobody wants to hear that, but, like.
It's a lot easier now that I legit have no time for nobody's bullshit. Like, I don't have time for it. You can't even catch me, sir.
She's and all over the place. She's very busy.
So I don't have time to sit there and be like, dang, such and such, such and such. I don't have.
Remember the hours we used to spend on the phone talking about niggas? Oh my God. Don't take me back.
Can we just have a phone?
No, we didn't. You just had a phone.
I
was
miserable. I want to talk about fucking Real Housewives. I don't know. We sprinkled a little bit of that in. Every now and then. We saw we need the camera. They didn't get to see that. Oh. Her bob was tight. Well, what's wrong with a bob? Your bob is fine. Her bob was tight. And NeNe Leakes, you are a gem.
A treasure. Somebody sent a picture of her the other day, and somebody was saying that she needed to get back on Real Housewives, but they were saying she's not the same. She wouldn't be given the same NeNe that she was given like in the early seasons. And I guess I could see that.
I guess they've all grown some.
Oh, now y'all bitches want to grow. No, still be raggedy.
We be raggedy.
Right, for the TV.
Jocelyn gonna always be ready.
She go.
I'm ready to see her and Amber Rose fight. If that ain't already out, I'm fine that.
Oh wait, so that actually happened.
That actually happened. Okay. Thank you, TikTok.
Amber Rose and that giant tattoo on her forehead.
What the fuck are you going through?
Did you watch? Oh wait, no, I don't think it came out yet. Also, did you watch the Carisha interview with Summer Walker?
No, I didn't watch the one with Black Chyna.
I heard it was boring. Don't waste your time.
Oh, boo. Yeah, I heard. I haven't seen nothing.
She weren't giving nothing.
Who was before Black Chyna?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm trying to think what was her best like couple of episodes.
I like the episode with Megan. That one was fun.
I didn't see that.
That one was real fun. It's like little clips from that I really like. They're fun. Carisha should be killing me though.
She did, Saweetie.
Oh, she did. I heard that was boring too.
I think G Herbo one was kind of funny.
Oh yes, that one was funny. Cause he was on there acting a fool.
Anything she did with Santana and JT, I thought it could have been a little bit more funnier. But I guess they was really happy. They little friend moment on there. For sure.
She did one with the both of them together, right? That was like the first one she did. You know, and they called Carisha's new Oprah. I ain't mad at it.
I love that.
I know y'all trying to be funny.
I think interviews are fun with fun people like that. People who just, they gonna ask them wild ass questions. Like, genuine. Like, I think it's just her, genuine. It ain't no force.
But it's only boring when the people don't want to really answer. You're not really giving the people what they want.
I can't stand that. It's not fun out here. Set up, tell
right, so I'm hoping, because she asked someone, Walker, what's she asking her? Well, no, she started off with, so you got Larry's name tattooed on your face. I just can't wait to hear what some Walker say after that.
Oh, it didn't come out yet.
No, it's supposed to come out real soon, because she showed a preview on Instagram like yesterday or something like that.
Girl, and they don't go together no more.
No, because she with that nigga Big Meech, whoever that man. Listen.
Oh, they actually out together?
I'm an old bitch. Yeah, I guess. Because she was like, so is he really Big Meech?
See, I need one of the teenagers to come in and talk to me, tell me how to teach, because I can't keep up.
This no, I cannot. Anymore. I don't, yeah. Which,
because they said Chloe and Quavo, quote unquote, talking.
This, yeah, that's that what I heard. That's what I heard. They said Hallie and DDG broke up. I'm like, is that true?
Goodbye. I just feel like she's the Little Mermaid. You are niece her.
Like, who the fuck are you? Like, let's be honest. But you know, bitches love their man.
Love man. My man.
When she said, when she was talking about that video, that original video, because I forgot where that shit even came from, that quote. And she was like, he know you big, he only ordered you one piece.
It's giving him a fuck about you and your friends, and I don't like that.
She's talking about, how many ounces is here?
Because I don't even play like that. And that show was so
that
funny.
That shit was hilarious.
She just be funny, and I love people like that.
And she's really Santana, herself, yeah.
Santana did an interview outside of that show, but he was saying how they asked him to be her co-host. But he said he didn't want to do it because he felt like he was a gay guy. And it was going to take away from, like, people who was going, like, her show. Because it would have gave to the show, I feel. But I don't think certain guests would probably wouldn't come on and be talking to him.
Bitch, y'all are so.
That's how niggas be, if you think about niggas. That, yeah. I ain't talking about the women.
Yeah.
Of course, Sweetie, all the women still
care. They don't care.
But G Herbo, Diddy, them, like, I don't know.
Diddy. I was like, what other man has been on her show? I literally couldn't even think of nobody.
She had, what's his name, that rapper? Fucking Kevin Gates was on there, remember?
Oh, my God, he was. Stuff like that.
So it's like, imagine if Santana was the co-host, they was right here together. Would that have still been the same show, the same energy, the same guest?
You know, see, homophobia be taking everything away from us.
But I would have loved to see it.
Because that show would have been very funny. Santana, you know, hosting with her?
When people actually do finally have a conversation with a gay guy, they have the, I'm going to say the best time, I ain't trying to make it sound like that, but they have a interesting conversation.
I'm sure they do.
And I've seen that firsthand. It's like, wow.
Newsflash, gay people are people too.
They are human beings.
And they're hilarious.
Hilarious.
A good chunk of them, shit. Again, y'all be snatching everything from us, and I don't like that.
I really wouldn't have a TV show. Like, go ahead and give us the Santana Carisha show.
Y'all sprinkling a little JT. They are actually really very funny together.
They are so entertaining. Give it to us.
So I've noticed, like, Carisha is really out here, like, diversifying her portfolio. She's acting, not well, but she's acting. She's doing her interviews.
Don't you
she's
do
doing.
It, I'm just, you know what I'm trying to say lightly because I know what you. No, I was talking about what
you're doing. But JT's
doing.
Not.
Okay, girl.
I'm not mad at her. I just want to know, like,
what. She didn't already explain that.
Was it that clip? I literally just saw this.
She did a whole interview about
where
it.
She was Angie Martinez. Is
that yeah, and she even talked about it way before this.
Saying that she don't gotta go as hard because she ain't got no kids.
Well, that was part of it, yes. But I mean, outside of that, she done spoke on that before. Like, she's okay. Not that type of person anymore.
See, I miss that.
She even spoke about, like, that's how she don't be tweeting and stuff like that. She don't go live and stuff like that. She been saying that since she got out of jail.
Good for her.
Because before jail, she was Miss All in the Camera, arguing with bitches on Twitter and Instagram. Ooh, like, she was. And now she got her man, and she just be chilling.
Well, not the, I mean, like, the working part. Like,
but I think she do, like, some kind of makeup lines. Like, she still does stuff.
She got a makeup line?
She don't got a makeup line, but she was, at, no, it was Edge Control.
Skincare?
I seen skincare one time, and I seen an Edge Control commercial with her.
Oh, shit,
shut
me up.
So she be doing shit. All
right.
It's just her shit. Tavia. No damn podcast interviewing bitches.
Because, listen, Carisha out here, bitch, at the Met.
Right. And first of all, that ain't her man, bitch. Any bitch who is fucking with him, you should feel like a dud, because yo nigga out here on the red carpet at the Met Gala with
that lady.
Her.
Like,
and still on the red carpet with this girl.
Yeah, you know.
She was at the birthday party, kissing and giving each other the gifts.
On the yacht and shit, yeah.
On the yacht. Like, if, even if that nigga gave you 10 babies, look where he at. I feel like... what that song by Keisha Cole said. It ain't where he's at, it's where he want to be.
It ain't where he's at.
Where he want to be. And it's like, you keep being with this bitch out in public and the cameras and this, even if
Diddy ain't got Diddy like, is for the streets. Everybody know that.
You are just giving the vibe, but you want to be around
Diddy
her.
Diddy is for the streets. He done crying about Kim Porter. Crying over that lady corpse. And now he's out here having new babies and all kind of shit. Look, Diddy's for the streets.
Don't get knocked up by that man.
Please, girl. We got enough going on.
Please, the internet will go nuts. Me personally, rich and rich, fine. They'll be fine. I never look at it and be like, oh, you'll be horrible. She'll be so sad. She got money, bitch. She's fine.
Yeah, she's
it's good. Us regular bitches.
Right, too. Who would be distraught.
Distraught.
And destitute and shit.
That was they was trying to drag Kim K. Because she all said right. This is the most she's ever struggled as a single parent or like just as a parent.
Really?
And everybody was like, bitch, you're rich. Like, it might just my cousin. I don't got nothing bad to say about them. But everybody in the comedy. Was just mad because like Kimberly, please, bitch, you can hire nanny
all kind of
give
shit, girl.
Fuck, I don't talk about you struggling.
But then I also think it's crazy because people jump to that. But it's like, what if Kimberly wants to take care of her kids herself?
Well, then say, welcome to the real world, like the rest of us bitches who don't get no fucking help, ain't got no nannies, no drivers,
a million damn sisters,
a million
girl,
fucking dollars in our bank account. You know what I mean? No, girl, you're not. She's not gonna sit at the single mom's book club. And say what she just said, and the rest of them girls be like, oh, we know exactly what... No! You're not like us.
I don't even consider Kim Kardashian a single mother. Even though I know she is.
My thing with celebrities, I feel like they can change their problems. Most people can change their problems, but they can change their fucking
problems.
Yeah, they
really can, because money will solve a lot of issues.
Money will solve a lot of... No, I ain't going to speak on the mental health issues, but like I'm just saying, like, shit like that, like, you can get help.
So, but did she clarify that that's what she meant?
I don't know. I didn't... read too much into that little clip.
She was struggling as a single mom.
I just always go straight to the comments.
That's where
the comedians are.
I know they be. Right. That is literally where the comedians are. And I'll be so confused. People be like, oh, I ain't even. Like, I'll send a comment. Like, somebody will send me a video. And I will be like, oh, somebody in the comments said da 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 da. And I was like, oh, I didn't even look at the comments.
What?
Y'all just be watching the video?
You gotta go there.
You gotta look at the discourse, y'all. That's the best part. People talking about the video. Hello?
It'd be the funniest shit. And then you low-key might say something and somebody be gonna say it 500 times.
Literally.
So I was like, why do you really think alike? First
I
of
love,
all.
And that, my favorite thing to do is go through and like comments. Because, bitch, yes, I'm on the same team as you, sister.
We got all
alike. I love little internet discourse. That's really what we all doing, just talking on the internet.
I think a good day for me is really just laying in my bed and scrolling through TikTok. You know what I have not got, which is how I know I haven't been on there as much? I haven't gotten the warning anymore.
Really?
I have not gotten a warning. So let's
how long does it take to get the warning, though?
To be fair, I'm switching from different TikTok accounts. So I think I'm cheating the system a little bit.
Wait a minute. How many fucking TikToks do you have?
I have at least eight.
Eight?
Maybe six. Hey, Pretty Lady Mo and Millie Cole, Kitty Boo 360, Kitty Braids by Mo, Reading with Mo.
Reading? What the fuck? What is reading?
I started reading kids' books. It was always been a dream of mine.
Y'all.
Picnic Patty had a TikTok.
To be two of you. Maybe three of you.
I would pay for clones. If I had the money, I would pay for clones.
Somebody call Gucci Man.
love it.
Ask him how they did it. Remember that was a rumor?
I would be a trillionaire. I would be a millionaire if I could clone myself. Because, I mean, would. I could full force go into everything that I want to do.
But you know what? It better be the original Mo here talking to me. I know that much. You better send them clones.
Sends the clones. No, send them clones.
I know. I better get the original. Fuck that.
To be able to split yourself. Well, let's be dark about this. What if when you made a clone, you like split part of your personality? It became like
dark. All right, Horcrux. Please.
Oh, that's a Harry Potter new speaking. Oh, we're dark now.
Not splitting yourself. What?
Splitting ourselves up so we just lose a piece of our personality every time we split ourselves.
Oh, that's interesting, though. Somebody should write a book about that or a movie or
something. Don't nobody do it. It's mine.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, all 12 people that's going to listen to that. Add to my Please calm down. Y'all, I was going to say that, but I'm not even going to tell them how we're broke and can't make no more money.
Listen to our podcast. Please share our podcast.
We don't even have enough money to take us out to dinner. That shit pisses me off. We don't even have enough money. How much do you think if we went to go sit at, like, what's the restaurant?
Bitch, we can go to Chili's, Applebee's, 2 for 20 or something. We
okay, but I want to eat a nice dinner. We getting drinks, too. So, come on. This ain't
Well, we can just buy our drinks with the money we have and then.
Fuck that. We can't even go to Burrito Gallery when we go. Like, this is very sad.
Kim may have to call us out like that with our 12 viewers, bitch. That's so crazy. Imagine how every business, they all started off so small. Unless you're a celebrity, of course. Every small business podcast, like, you started off with, like, a handful of viewers.
Maybe. We had a ton, though, because you was pushing it. Shout out to my co-host.
I'm going to get back to it because
she was pushing our podcast.
First of all, I'm not even signed into the thing. What gets people is fucking mess. If they think I'm on here talking shit.
Because the birthday bullshit episode is still one of the highest listened.
That's because they knew I was talking. I kind of was.
You was. Well,
at least I was recapping
the
mess.
You had got, no, because I was like, I remember saying on that episode, I was like, y'all can't hear the hell talk about this shit. She ain't. Because she already talked about it on live. If you want to go listen to her talk about it, it's on live.
That live was on my page for how long?
And I'm sure it had hella views. And I said, y'all some messy bitches if y'all come in here to listen to this podcast for that. It was my
Because what else did they think I was going to say?
I don't know, child.
Because I really had said everything.
You didn't say it all. You had told the whole story.
With voice with details. Yeah, like, shit was all there. And it's not. Well, it's not there anymore, but it was there.
No, it's not. But it was there for a long time. So I'm like, they really can't. Like, I don't know if they thought you was going to provide extra commentary. I don't know.
I had no idea. That's funny.
That was also 2020.
That was 2020
was a crazy.
Crazy year.
Crazy ass year.
And look at us now.
Look at us now.
I think I got a key after this. That's crazy.
You do? Like, straight after this?
I am. And I'm going to try to go through the marketplace.
What you getting?
The fucking table legs.
Oh, more table legs.
Will they let you go to the marketplace?
They go. What are they going to do? Lock you up?
I felt like the one time I did try this, man, I was going to go around. Around you. The store? Suck my dick, no, man. I'm going to aisle 29, bin 27. Yeah. Please, stop playing with me.
I've definitely gone straight to the damn marketplace. Like, okay. You going to fight me in this? No.
You know, it's crazy. My porch, my chairs and stuff that's on my porch, yeah. They was originally $59. They're now $22 or $29. I saw it the other
day. Oh, I was going to say, because I thought you was... Oh, you know, prices been going up. Inflation's a bitch. So I thought you were going to say they high. That's good.
Hey, look at that shit going down. Can I return mine and give me the difference? No, bitch. You ordered that shit 5 years
ago. Right. They gonna be, did I tell you one time I tried to return something that I bought at IKEA like 2 years ago?
But damn, they have like a 2 year return.
It's a year, but I thought they had for IKEA members. I thought it was a lifetime return. I swear. And she was like, no. We only did it. I'm like, y'all bitches are lying. I swear to God, if you were an IKEA family member, it gave you lifetime returns. I'd be swapping shit out everywhere.
Well, it seems all right because they sell the same shit. It's the same stuff in there from when they first fucking opened.
It is. They cycle things through, but it's the same stuff.
You guys ranting about IKEA.
Right. Look. You in this damn.
What about me? I'm going to pop my mouth.
Yeah, it is. Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
See, we didn't even get to the topic.
Exactly. So you was talking all that shit.
You know, I have a confession. Every time you look at this to try to see where the time is, I never know where you're looking. Oh, okay. I see it now.
I was going to say, that's where it's at, right? See,
and I said, make it 30 minutes. So you was like, we ain't going to take the people.
Exactly. You are trying
late. To it's
and you was. And we still going. We was only 15 minutes late. So
well, now it's only. Just
15. Shut up, bitch.
And I said, the end of the world, y'all.
Because listen, I'm like, as soon as I got up, I'm looking around like, where's Monique? Like, it's all gone.
I ain't been in your house in how long?
Can it's been a very long time.
I'm like looking around to see what has changed. Okay, shelf.
You see me.
I can't. Come on, IKEA.
You remember what was up there before?
the calendar, right?
Yeah, my chalkboard calendar. Got rid of that.
Oh, because you're color blocking. I call it color blocking. What is it called again? Calendar blocking.
Calendar blocking. Same. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's close. They are color, so might as well.
Can't have books anywhere. My books were collecting dust in that bookshelf in the corner of my office that I have since moved. So I'm proud. I'm proud.
You should be.
What else is new? What's new for Kim?
I don't know. What else is
new? Oh, what are you going to do new?
Like, just in general?
Yeah, like, what do you want to do? What's coming up?
I'm going to start, like, for real, planning this trip for my birthday.
This year, next year?
Next year.
So what are we doing this year?
I don't know. I want to go to Disney. I want to go to the Food and Wine Festival, yeah. Either Disney or...
Next time that's at Epcot, so I can take you to Paris.
I think it is, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Great. Yeah.
I'm taking somebody.
Because that's the whole point. Have you been to the Food and Wine Festival?
No, but I've been to Epcot.
I think that's where it takes place though, because it's supposed to be an around the world kind of experience.
Ooh.
So that's where I'm trying to go this year.
We're gonna drink around the world.
Hell yeah. That's so much fun. Christine, listen to this. I'm trying to get, because Christine's son works at Disney. I'm trying to see if she can slide me a free ticket or two.
She probably could. Or he could.
You know, you scared to ask somebody like for stuff like that. Because I'm like, I feel like we're close.
But I said, close mouth don't get fed.
That's it. But you tell me enough of your business for me to be able to ask.
I would literally, hey, Christine, you think I can get free Disney tickets?
Legit. Yeah.
This date. And he can yesterday, put that shit down.
But I'm like, and she said something about they get like four tickets a quarter. Which is all I need. Maybe go ahead and pencil me in for the last quarter. That's what I need. Or no, that's third quarter. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Since you're about Disney, I think I'm going to go for Christmas this year.
Oh my God, that's another thing. I really want to go see. I've never been to Disney for Christmas. Like, I really.
I think that'd be fun. I low-key want to go for Halloween more so than Christmas, but I think I'm going to hold my breath on that one. I really. Don't hold me to that.
Go.
Imagine New Year. No, I think Christmas would be fun.
Christmas is definitely more fun.
It's just so pretty.
It's gorgeous. Like, I would do anything to go. It's right up the street. Like, why have I not been?
Disney World, when it's cold, though, I'm telling y'all right now, was not.
What you mean when it's cold?
I was freezing.
It don't get that damn cold.
Me and Camille were out there freezing.
Really?
Yes. I don't Ugg boots. She on a big-ass puffer jacket.
Y'all was really that cold.
We was freezing.
Even with all that walking around on people.
Freezing.
Damn.
Wind blowing. What was the month? The fuck? Oh, it was January.
Oh, okay. Fair. Oh, because y'all went for our birthday?
Right.
Gotcha. That's when you was cussing everybody out by asking you about orders. And you was like, I'm on vacation, hoes. Don't be asking.
I never thought I would have to make a PSA about being on vacation.
Because like you said, when people feel like they got access to you and they see your ass on vacation and not making orders.
Hey, I just want to know when I can pick up. Obviously not today.
Right, leave me alone, girl.
Goodbye. Like, I just want you really want to say.
Can't do that.
I want a group for business owners where we can safely go in there and talk our shit. Well, I'm going to talk my shit on my page regardless, and you're just going to have to deal with it. But, like, a lot of people don't feel like they can say what they want to say, which is so sad.
It is. Because, you know, Target can't get online and be like, fuck all you hoes.
Stealing ass bitches.
Right.
Like, you know, they can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Thieving ass
hoes. Target cannot do that shit.
Cannot.
You really gotta worry about how you look to people.
My thing is, I would live if Target did some shit like that. I don't know why people be so upset. Bitches do steal from Target. Like, Target City, y'all shit. Oh, remember when they was raided and started make that fake Target page? Come on, put that shit back. And that's what Target said.
No,
it was a tweet from Target, like, put that shit back. That shit was so funny, yo.
Y'all be on the internet acting a fool.
I love when they make like a business page. Yes. Oh,
that man. Should be funny.
I be forgetting I have Twitter. I get on it, I just feel
don't
so
do Twitter
bad.
Like that. Ugh. I love that. It's crazy because I really do have a love hate with Twitter.
I just like
the best and worst.
I love Earth. That fucking TikTok. Just there's so much information there. Bitch, I'm a chef. Oh, I'm gonna build a house. Like, I just.
All the information stays up in her noggin, too. She don't ever do
it
nothing.
Does. Or right here in my notes that are overloaded.
Overloaded.
Kim didn't write out any topic, y'all. I just want y'all to know
leave
that.
Me alone. That's your job. I do enough.
Oh, look what Kim said on 5/12/2023.
What I said.
I ain't going to put a question mark where God put a period.
No, because Monique had never heard. It's not that you had never heard that before.
I felt like it wasn't applied to my life in a sense like that. Like, I felt it more because it applied more to me in that moment.
Talk about Kim. What was this at when it was 2020?
All this shit I've been through, Kim ain't never seen it. Bitch, wait till I'm a little bit healed. I'm like 65% healed. This bitch want to come talk about it. What was that in 2020?
It really resonated with you. And I was like, girl, please.
God put periods back in 2020.
Because you was putting a lot of question marks where God was putting a period.
I love them.
Well, should I just?
My girl. That's that shit. So anytime y'all see somebody putting a goddamn question mark where there should be a period, please tell them that. Say that to them. Please. That shit. I felt that. You wrote the date down, too. I do that a lot.
You are stupid.
I did that in work notes. I remember, what was that? What's the name? When, like, Carrie would send us an email that, or tell us how to do something different. Mm-hmm. I would literally put in my notes, do this instead of this, Carrie, 512. Like, just so I know when they go back, like, why are you doing it like this? Carrie said on 412, da-da-da-da. Via email to do this.
Gotta keep our shit.
Keep my shit together. Well, do we have time?
To do what?
To play any of these topics.
Yeah, we got like 10 minutes.
We ain't got no time.
It is time. You know,
okay, look, now we gotta act like Kid Fury and Crystal, and I gotta read off certain labels or titles, and you gotta pick which one you wanna talk about.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Okay. We can talk about... I'm talking about a lot of shit, Kim. So, we can talk about the thirst for knowledge.
I don't even remember what the hell that's
related. Oh, that's something I wrote down. We'll get there. A thirst for knowledge. Charging based on everyone's situation. I think it has something to do with like business owners and charging money.
When I was telling you about Alyssa's tax thing.
Yes, charging. Yeah. That's exactly why I wrote that down. Yeah. Okay, I'm glad you know. Decluttering, like visual clutter and purging and things.
You know, I can go on for days about that.
So, which one of the three?
I want to talk about... The thirst for knowledge.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm so glad you said
girl,
that.
Girl,
low key.
Okay, now what the hell is that related to? I have no idea.
I put in parentheses. Not everyone has that. Some people just want microwave information or a quick book. Like right. If you really want to know
what we
something, you're gonna do all the research you need.
I
wish
ahead.
I could see Kim. I really wish I could see her.
And it resonated with you that day, too.
Because I called you and I was talking about how some people just want, like, a session, like, a e-book or just all the information, like, just immediately handed to them, which is why I said microwave for a quick book. But it's giving, you don't really want to know. You just wanted something real quick.
Ooh, I really wish I could remember. It was a statement that I said specifically because I was talking about how...
wish I had wrote it. Wish Kim would have wrote it.
Wish I would have wrote the shit down. Because we were talking about how people, you know, they want the recipe for things, but they can't do things the same way that you can do them. You can teach people till you're blue in the face how to do something, but it's not going to come out the same because we're not the same
person.
Right.
I think the conversation really started when we was talking about Google, and I was like, everybody not self-sufficient, or they not, like, research.
Which again, we could talk about that for a
We could. That's why I'm like, I don't know how much time we got here.
Episode called Googling.
Look at us. We're cycling our time.
But, I'm sorry, if this is you... You need to listen to this shit. Please. It's not even just about Google. Because, you know, we say Google stuff. And obviously, Google is like everybody's go-to.
Look up. But research.
If you're looking for the knowledge, it's out there. Don't look
But that's the thing. Everybody don't have a thirst for knowledge.
But that's so crazy. Because we were talking about, like, learning new things. And how, like, if I don't know how to do something, I'm going to figure it out.
Right.
Especially if it's already in my realm of things that I'm doing.
Correct. And you get the satisfaction of knowing, like, bitch, I figured this shit out on my own, and I'm killing
this
shit.
And I ain't have to wait for nobody to come teach me, because I'm going to figure it out. Like, everybody don't got that.
Everybody don't have that. They just want that little golden picture moment that you got when you put it out on the internet or online. You know, look what I just made, y'all. Look what I just did. They want that. They want that feeling.
Yeah.
You don't want the weeks, months, days, blood, sweat, tears, cut up fucking fingers that it took to get the shit. You just want the money that came with it, the recognition that came with it. And then when you do get that information, whether you get it from that person or you maybe do a little bit of research, if it don't come out the same, then you quit.
Yes, that's what you had mentioned. Yes.
Because you didn't get it the same. It's like, I do the same thing she do. Why my stuff
don't
come
out
the
same way? Oh, it's coming to me. Oh, it's so close. Because you can learn the same things, but you're not going to execute the same way I'm going to execute. Like, people trying to just do things that you do or trying to always coming to you about, Monique, how you do this? And Monique, how you do that?
How you so creative? How you have all these ideas? I'm like, that's just me. That's just
right.
me.
That's literally...
Because the me that's just interested in certain things, and I want to try it myself.
Yeah.
And put my own spin to it.
Right.
And get the satisfaction of, bitch, I'll figure this shit out just by looking at a fucking TikTok and being inspired to make something similar.
Like, it's your ass, you all over the world, because Monique gonna look at cooking here, and hair here, and crafting here, and me, I'm gonna stay in my little realm of design.
So you would get on TikTok and literally just go straight for a design?
Probably.
Okay.
Something where I'm making stuff. It don't necessarily have to be design. I mean, everything is kind of design, though, like, let's be honest.
That's how I feel about crafting. That's how I feel about it. Like,
even when you're doing hair.
It will lead you to every anything else. Because yeah. like all this shit is a form of a craft.
But you know another thing I realized? Not everybody is creative.
That's the one.
Everybody's not creative.
Everybody's so creative.
I feel bad for y'all. And I'm not even trying to be funny or shady. I legit feel bad for people who don't consider themselves creative.
Yeah.
Because that sucks.
You can't come out with something to make you money right now. If you needed to make $5 right now, you have nothing. You just drew a blank. When I tell you I could probably make I could make a killing just off an idea in my head like right now.
Because one thing, everybody can do manual labor. But that's not fun.
It's not fun.
You can start a lawn mowing business, but I'd rather start a flyer making business. I don't know.
Or have the hands. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even if you can't create it in your head, you can physically make
right.
something.
Right. Some people are good. Like I was saying, I'm good with my hands. And everybody's like, how do you do this? How do you do that? I'm just, listen, y'all. Ain't no secret. There's no recipe to it. I promise. I'm just built like that. I'm not trying to toot toot.
I am. I'm talented. I'm creative. I'm great with my hands. I have ideas. I have so many ideas. I should just start selling ideas. But my thing is, I didn't sell no ideas. I've literally given someone an idea. I gave you a whole list of shit to buy, to do, how to execute it, how to make it, where to buy your shit from, how you can market it, how much you can make from it. You didn't even fucking do it. You didn't try. So I felt like, well, damn, can I go back and double back on my idea and do it? Because if I do it and then the shit pop, you're going to be looking at me like, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. On the flip side, let's say you do it and it don't pop at all. Or you do it after me as I did it and it don't pop the way I pop. Are you going to be mad at me?
Probably.
Because people think myself.
That part. But people also think like that once you have the idea alone is going to sell it.
Ooh,
the idea, you gotta execute. It gotta be good. It's not just I'm gonna make doormats. Okay, but if they're ugly, they're not gonna sell.
I'm gonna make a doormat. I'll sit you that
website. Yes. That shit don't work. You gotta make it.
Why is this on her website? Was this uploaded in error?
You gotta make it look good, girl.
Yeah, she can try to make it look good. No shade. Well, shade. Anyway. I think that some people just be trying shit, people don't. That's so funny to me. Because some people do think, I'm finna start selling this makeup palette.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you put it out on Facebook, if it don't sell out immediately, like, your dreams are crushed.
Exactly.
All you felt like you had to do was post a picture like, hey, y'all, makeup palette.
I'm selling makeup palette.
And you thought you was finna sell out like Kim K or Jada Waiter or somebody. They already made a name and got a following of people who will follow them to the edge of the earth.
A brand, if
a
you will.
A brand.
Yeah.
People who gonna just follow behind them. I had somebody tell me I was, because they was like, well, I'm not one of the popular girls, so my stuff ain't like that. I was like, shit, bitch, I ain't popular. They was like, yes, you are popular. I said, I don't really think so. And they was like, well, you know what? You only popular because your mama. And I was like,
you want to find me.
I said, well, damn, Kitty doing the hair?
You only Kitty popular because your mama.
Kitty doing it like that?
Hold it, bitch.
Well,
they came for you a little bit. Hold on.
We came for you. You want to talk about
Mother
time.
Wow.
I'm like, so my shit just ain't good. It's just because they know my mom.
It's like Kitty.
That's not what I'm
you
saying.
You parading Kitty around everywhere you go. Like, girl, that's not
Her name is on a couple of businesses, but I mean, Monique's, it's Monique's hands. It's Monique's ideas. It's
like,
Monique's
what you mean?
Execution. Like, I don't.
That's crazy.
That shit was
don't get me wrong. The Kitty brand is solid. But
for sure.
Everybody, Kitty ain't doing no shade to her at all.
No shade to her at all.
Kitty, y'all think Kitty doing all this?
They do.
That's crazy.
100%.
Kitty is not Superwoman. She gotta go to bed.
When they see Kitty braids, of course they gonna associate that with my mama. But they got. That's why I say Kitty braids by Mo.
Gotcha.
My mama's not for sending to your child's hair. That's not what this is. So I think that's why it's important to put that on there.
Damn, they really came for you. I would be like,
I was like, well, damn. Kitty must do everything. I don't do no shit thing.
Well, then. They said, you only pop because your mama.
They told me a story how somebody came up to you and was like, oh my God, I know you and Mo was friends, da da da. So obviously they knew me. Right.
They Kitty daughter.
They didn't. That's why I'm like, well, shit.
They said Mo.
And then turned around, I was like, I didn't know Kitty was her mom. And he was like, yeah, that's
her mom.
I was
like, a lot of people don't even know that.
A lot of people don't know that.
I don't know how, but
my point was that girl came up to you and said she knew me and then didn't know me and you were friends. Mm-hmm. So then she asked you about my mama. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the opposite way around. Like, oh, you know Kitty. And that's her mama. You know, like, it was not that.
Yeah.
So I just wanted, I had my own little...
And it's crazy like what people think of like as popular. Was she talking about your followers? What was she? What did she?
You
mean?
Know, it came down to business. They feel like if you're not one of the popular girls in the city, you don't get as much.
Well, how is she defining popular?
It got to be like followers then. Follow the social media presence and things like that. You know what's funny is a long time ago this person said that they were popular. I will never forget this conversation.
Don't you start.
Because I was told that I'm real popular. Da, 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 da. I was like, okay, cool. What and happened? She was like, you're not popular. And I was like, well, okay, cool. I know that already, but like, okay.
What happened?
What happened to you?
Like in high school?
They meant like social media wise, they were popular.
Okay.
So,
but was this like how long ago was this?
It was out of high school.
Okay,
it was out of high school. Hmm. So it was kind of like now you see him and you feel like you're not popular because certain things aren't going your way anymore.
That is
or at all
fascinating.
It's like I'm not one of the popular ones. I was starting to say, well, damn, remember you told me was.
I bet she had the stuck face because what happened, sis? You're not popular no more.
Right. That's why I didn't even say nothing. I'm not going to bring that up. I don't think that's a good time.
Rain on like that parade. People get upset. Oh, cause you start asking the real questions.
But then my mother can tell me, I ain't shit, it's just my mama. You can say stuff like that to me, but when I say, well, damn, I thought you said you was popular back in the day.
What happened, sister?
What happened?
You think she listening to this?
Child, I don't know. I don't know,
No, because you ain't popular, right?
I ain't popular. Nobody checking for my podcast. Even Kim said, I only got 12 listeners. Please be 13 so we can prove Kim. Make sure we got 13 spots. Okay, mean girl. Talking about, wait, something okay when I said it. Anybody else say that, bitch? You want
to
fight?
Right, you ready to tussle.
But we talking about our 13 listeners.
They were real that day I wore a vest.
That vest was disgusting.
Mean girl supremacy, okay?
Woo, we are funny.
Yeah.
Are we wrapping it up?
Nah, yeah, what time is it? Let me see. We got 5 minutes.
Look at us. Any closing remarks? Can we be like my sisters real quick and say, what do we know for sure and what are we saying no to for
sure? Oh, girl. Okay.
Megan and B. Simone, please be
what
me.
Do we, you look, start. Me, I ain't got shit. What do we know for sure and what are we saying no to?
What I know for sure is that I'm not popular.
Girl, shut up.
But what I'm saying no to is not letting that stop me from still growing my business.
Hey, come on.
Shout. Don't look at my toes, Kim. They are not done.
I've been looking at your toes the whole time. Judging my toes not done either. Like, what
are these? My
shit grow out, but I have been looking at your toesy woesy. So.
Would you please?
Yes, you called attention to it.
I'm gonna put socks on.
Oh my god, you ain't even put no socks on.
Sweaty ass feet. I made a lot of money in those shoes. I love them.
Did them working shoes? I
working
can tell.
Working shoes.
All right, what do I know? Is it what
I know? I got older. Hold on, real quick. I know I got older. I don't even say mature, but I know I got older and didn't care when I started just wearing shoes like that, but I think about it. Because, like, the high school me would be like, I ain't wearing no bobos.
Right.
The high school me, I ain't wearing it.
It's crazy how your priorities change as you get older.
And I'm like, I
used to be worried about
right. Where are the New Balances
at? You know what? Something I told myself the other day when I was at work. Because I had to message somebody about something, and I was like, oh, I don't want to bother them. I don't give a fuck about bothering nobody, okay? Like, I get paid, you get paid, we all get paid. Answer my fucking questions. I don't care about bothering no damn body. What you gonna do, fight me?
What do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure?
I know for sure that I'm that bitch.
Period.
And I'm saying no to people playing with my time.
Woo!
That starts with you being 15 minutes late.
Hey, bitch! Reclaim your time, Kim. That's
yeah.
Right.
No, but seriously, though, like, don't let anybody disrespect your time. Like, everybody talking about, I'm talking about them stylists that, you know, charge you if you late, but don't take the money off if they're late. I'm trying to shake the table. But no, seriously, like, people need to, I really feel like y'all not respectful of other people's time. What were we talking about earlier?
Ordering shit last minute or trying to book something last minute, thinking I'm supposed to just jump right to it.
Don't do that.
Do they do that because they think we're money hungry? Or they
I think people, because like you were saying, and it really resonated with me when you were talking about it. People throw all kind of money at you, and you be like, I don't care about that, y'all.
I just don't want to do it. You thought I was going to jump.
You did. You did. You did. And I'm not a broke bitch. I hate to. I'm so sorry. So, yeah. Saying no to people disrespecting my time.
This has been a great episode.
That's all.
I love it.
We back in action. We're going to see us every week. I don't know what our new upload date is. Probably tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm going to upload on Friday. So, it went from Monday to Friday because we used to record on Sunday and then upload on Monday. recording on Thursday, uploading on Friday, which this is very different for me. Like, remind me again, why the hell we switched from Sunday?
Because I do hair. And I
oh, can't boo! She got stuff to do. I guess I can accommodate my friend.
Yay.
It was nice Sunday morning, though. But, you know, now we're here. I always want to say we're queer, but that's not true.
It just sounds so fitting. I always do that thing.
We're here. We're queer. We're ready to get this party started. So, yes, look forward to Even Exchange season. I think this is 6.
You know, I don't know.
I think it's 6. No, 8. It's 8. I don't know.
Look out for updates on the Instagram page, because Kim said she's going to change up something.
I said I was going to change our logo at some point. I want to update it because it's a little bit dated. So I told you I don't even design like that no more. So I was going through a phase.
So what does that mean for everything that's already on the page?
Nothing. Okay. Everything stays. Because that stuff, like, you can see, you can literally see the progression. Like, you can see where I was like, fuck it, I'm going for it. Like, so
look at the girl.
I don't even stick to our original color palette no more. Like, I'll be all over the place. And I think that's good because I need more. It was too, what is the word? Like, constricting. I need more freedom.
I love that for Kim.
Because I was getting bored. So.
We just let Kim do what she doing.
You know, y'all let me do what I do, and I appreciate
that. She's the creative director.
We're going to have a YouTube channel. Yes, check us out on there. So I'm going to start uploading our audio on YouTube.
We have a Twitter.
Oh, my God, we do. Be Even Exchange. We do not be on there.
Instagram, Twitter, and soon to have YouTube.
Our presence is mostly on Instagram. I don't even remember my outro. What's my outro? Follow us at Even Exchange. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram. What do I say?
At Kimberly Latrice.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. Okay, I'll start with our handle. So I'm at Kimberly Latrice, Mo is HeyPrettyLady_ on Instagram. We are Even Exchange, and on Twitter we are The Even Exchange, and on YouTube I don't know what we're gonna be yet, but you know, some variation of that. I'll post it. Yeah, guys, that's it for us. Episode 71. It's nice to be back. You got any parting words?
That's all, folks.
All right, Porky the Pig. Is that who said that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, bye, y'all.